This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and we're going to get sucked straight into it today. We're going to go with a quote from Leo Tolstoy. Never met him, so I don't know how to say his last name. It goes, "Free thinkers are those who are willing to use their minds without prejudice and without fearing to understand things that clash with their own customs, privileges, or beliefs. This state of mind is not common, but it's essential for right thinking." Super interesting for right thinking. I mean, even that, I suppose, is a little bit prejudiced, but still very important point to be made through here of free thinkers are those who are willing to use their minds without prejudice, which means free thinkers are those who are not tied down to their own thinking. Like get that, right? If you want to be a free thinker, then really be in a space where you're continually comfortable with questioning what you believe and what you think, because most of the time the thoughts that you have, as we know, aren't your thoughts. Because people go, "Hey, they're not my thoughts." It's like, well, if you grew up in a different household, if you grew up in a different environment, you would have different thoughts. It's so environmentally and nurturally influenced that sometimes we neglect to realize that our own critical thinking, my own hardest, critic, it's like, well, maybe, but you didn't start out that way. You were taught that. So where the fuck were you taught that? Because some other people aren't. Hey, and so it's really interesting around seeing that. But one of the things here is that we need to separate the identity away from who we think we are in order to be able to question who we are. When we can do that, we're in a fucking beautiful space to let go of the bullshit we're not, but also let go of the things that we were holding on to that we think are doing us so good. Hey, it's like, oh, I'm just really good at this area. It's like, probably, but that's also because you're so good at it. That's what you focus on. You stop focusing on other areas that are probably going to, may not be super good for your work, but maybe really good for your home relationship. Like, the lack of flexibility is what's crushing us, not the lack of a strength. The lack of a strength is so crucial for us to use. It's a talent, it's a gift to the world, whatever, that's great. But our potential doesn't just lay in that. In fact, our potential is developed by our ability to extend our potential in other areas of our life. And in order to do that, we don't just have to question other people, but we have to question ourselves. Now, not from this like doubtful or this place of like, fuck, I'm always an idiot, or even like, I'm not sure how else to explain it. It's like to be able to question ourselves from this place of like, okay, what would it look like if I was incorrect and that this part of information was actually right? Like, because to somebody that information is right, what would that look like? And those kind of questions open up different parts of your mind and allow you to start seeing reality from a completely different perspective. Because remember, we don't see reality. We don't see reality. Very rarely, right? We get to see reality through our preferences. We get to see reality through our own lens that we have developed. We get to see it through our own prejudices and our own beliefs and all that sort of stuff. So to really see reality is to remove all that stuff. Hey, it's just to get rid of it. I got asked the other question the other day, what is consciousness? And I mean, like, from a scientific point of view, they haven't been able to drill it down. Maybe there's studies out there that are trying to prove that wrong, but good luck. But here's what consciousness is. Consciousness is awareness. Now, self-awareness is a pretty big buzzword at the moment, but let's have a look at what self-awareness is. Self-awareness is awareness of the self, right? Awareness, aware, right, of the self, which means not the egoic structures that we call our personality. That's not the self. And it's not the thing in our head that hears our personality, that hears all the egoic structures. That's not the self either. The self is the witness that sees the thing that hears the voice. There's three things there: the voice, the thing that hears the voice, and then the silent observer. That's consciousness, because it's observing. It's not judging. It's got none of that sort of stuff. It knows you're going to be okay. The thing that makes you freak out is the egoic structures. Now, this is a big thing, because at the moment, in I hear stuff about like anxiety having me. It's like anxiety. Let's look at anxiousness. Anxiety is a little bit different because it's anxiousness of anxiousness. But anxiousness is something that we do. Personality is something that we do. It's not something we have. Right? That's the egoic structure, once again, of trying to own something that's just not us, right? I am anxious. It's like, no, you're experiencing anxiousness. And what is that anxiousness pointing at? Can you fucking hear the difference there? You're not anxiousness. You're not it. It is an emotion. You are not an emotion. You are experiencing it. So what exactly is that pointing at? Because fucking 9 times out of 10, it's pointing at your potential, but we've been so fucking conditioned to think that we're not good enough and something bad's going to happen. That's a very, very global representation of it, but you play along. And so what happens is we start to feel bad about it. And we go, that thing gives me anxiety. The thing fucking can't give you anxiety. It's a fucking thing. Something can't give you anxiety. You get anxious about your meaning structures of the thing because of the meaning structures, the thought, feeling state about a particular thing, and then your thought state about the thought state of the thing makes you feel anxious. Therefore, you have anxiety in quotation marks. And so this is the beautiful thing about this, is that when we can start to disassociate, which is actually to step in the movie out and recognize that we're experiencing this, we're doing this, then we can start to shift and change and see the potential in it. But when we're stuck in it, when we're fucking stuck in it and we claim to be it, it fucking has us. Hey, it's the same as like, I'm an Australian. It's like, I was born in a country called Australia, but really, I'm just a fucking another bunch of atoms that was born. This is my body, really, not me personally, but the body was born in this fucking location that I'm in, that I exist in at this stage in my life, in a country called Australia. But really, like, where do the boundaries stop? We're a child of the world. If you looked at it from the moon, you just see Earth. Hey, you see Earth. We see everything. But we're so busy, stuck in these egoic structures of thinking that I am this, I am that. The identity is so important. Usually the identity is what's fucking you up. It's what's holding you back. It's not what's pushing you forward, right? So to be a free thinker, to have free thinking, is to just be able to release yourself from these belief structures that you think are doing you so goddamn well, because they're meant to be serving you, to feed you to somewhere that's going to give you this finish line of just happiness and all that kind of rubbish. And it's just not. It's just structures that we believe. And when we can step back and we see it, we witness it. We start to witness it as this objective thing rather than this subjective thing. Then we can see the beauty of it. We can thank it because it played a role and there was a positive intention behind it. But it doesn't serve anymore, right? We see that our belief in our belief is simply dogma, and it stops us from being able to actually be here in this moment because we're too busy grabbing beliefs that we were told when we were fucking 12 and then believing it, because if somebody said I was wrong, that would make the last 30 years of my life just a waste. No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. It would make it a lesson. And it means you could change right now, and you could change the path of your life. And the last analogy I'll leave you with is like, it's like a golf ball, right? When you change 1 millimeter, when you hit the golf ball, just 1 millimeter different, it's only a millimeter, but 200 yards down the fairway, it's fucking meters apart. I know I just use yards and meters, but right? It's a completely different shot, and you end up in a different place. So 1 millimeter fucking matters. And if you can do 1 millimeter a day for a year, you're in a completely different stage. You're back in control of your life, and that's what fucking matters. And on that note, team, I'm out. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, jump on Facebook, search Mood Prep Online, meet us up on there, join the conversation, and I am out until tomorrow. Peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. Slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.
Beyond blinded, beyond learned, beyond bridled and unburned.